everyone. I'm going to do this time in English, which is a small leap for me because English is my weaker language, but I just don't want to miss the opportunity to have invaluable feedback for learning and growing in the teacher role. So I just have to trust my good company and rely on my Winnie the Pooh notepad to give some wise words, hopefully. In these 5 o'clock sessions, we have been practicing these beautiful qualities of heart and mind called Brahma Viharas, and we have been over the days tasting metta, the kindness or friendliness or goodwill, and that meeting suffering and turning into karuna, the compassion, wishing self-compassion toward ourselves. And today we are going to hopefully have a sense of the third one, which is called mudita. And this is really when the metta is meeting something lovely and beautiful, something we can appreciate. So mudita is a capacity to feel appreciative joy or sympathetic joy, and to rejoice in our happiness and other people's happiness and fortune. And yesterday evening there was a talk about gratitude by Jane, and it was actually beautifully kind of building bridge into this session, as gratitude and appreciation and joy are very closely connected. And I'd be really interested to hear if any of you did the lovely homework we got, the homework of savoring when the beautiful is there and really stopping or pausing and appreciating and taking it in. And just to maybe invite like a one-word sharings, how was it for you? How did it feel to take in the beautiful? Is anyone willing to just say a one word?
Tender.
Beautiful, thank you.
Heart opening.
Joyful.
Anything else that wants to be said?
True.
Really taking in these beautiful fruits of the practice. Tender, heart-opening, beautiful. And the practice itself was a beautiful practice, a way of practicing mudita, joy and appreciation for what life is presenting to us that moment when we are encountering something beautiful. And at times it can be that it's not so much available around us, and yet there is a way actually to cultivate this capacity to feel joy and appreciation. And we can learn ways to tune into that capacity to feel mudita, even in the moments where we really feel that it's not so much available for us and not so much around. And it's little bit like tuning in a radio channel of joy or appreciation, and we can learn to connect and turn toward and nourish these qualities. So what I would like to do next is to revisit one practice from yesterday and build a little bit further from there, just to have a little bit of taste how we could bring these practices of mudita to hopefully nourish and help us deepen in our practice. So firstly, just inviting you to check that whether the posture you have taken has a sense of kindness, that we can invite a posture that in itself is a kind of expression of kindness toward ourselves. So perhaps just tuning in and noticing, is there anything I'd like to soften, or anything the body would need to do? Just spending little moments and having a sense how it feels to soften. How does it feel? How does it register? And perhaps if it feels supportive to you, taking a half smile on your face, inviting a sense of uplifting or lightness, and again having a sense of how does it feel to invite this half smile. How does it affect my heart and mind to invite the smile? And now inviting you to bring into your mind, unless it's already here and available, some moment from today perhaps, when you have felt some joy or encountered something that has been very beautiful, something pleasant. And perhaps having a sense of that being maybe something quite simple and ordinary, rather than something having to be very big. And inviting this memory, or unless it's something that is available for you at the moment, to be as alive as possible for you in this moment, as vivid as possible. And inviting you to notice, how does it feel in the mind? Perhaps having a sense of contentment or peace. Enthusiasm. And noticing how it feels in the body. And turning toward any sensations of this joyful manifesting and alive in your body. And allowing yourself to dwell in that. Your heart and mind be nourished by that. And if it feels, allowing that to grow and expand. A little bit as if we were bathing in the joyful. Really getting in touch experientially how it feels to have a sense of mudita. This is how it feels. it be a just a tiny bit of something, lightness, softness, openness. Or however it manifests in your experience at the moment. And the more we practice in these ways, coming in touch with the experiential feeling, this is how it is when I'm feeling joy, appreciation, the more it becomes available for us. The more easily we can kind of remember the doorways, how to return to these feelings and let our mind and heart be nourished by the qualities of joy, and similarly also for metta or compassion or even openness or groundedness. We can learn to return to these through practice, and our heart and mind that is nourished by metta or generosity or joy will kind of deepen more easily also into samadhi. So really not to overlook these practices, but to understand their benefit for the practice of mindfulness and deepening of our practice. And now moving slightly from the appreciation of our own beautiful moments into appreciated other people's happiness and fortune. And perhaps again checking firstly and noticing if there is any sense of tightening and allowing that to relax, and simply inviting again the mind and body to turn towards softness and kindness as a sense of expressing the metta and appreciation toward yourself. And now allowing yourself to bring in mind, if it feels, someone, maybe from the retreat or outside of the retreat, who has been experiencing a moment of joy, a moment of happiness, a moment of good fortune. Maybe it's been as simple as seeing someone enjoy the warm water and having a sense of that person really enjoying the beauty of the warm lake and the warm summer day. Or maybe someone sharing in the group some fruits of practice, some insights happening to them, some new discovery or opening available for them through the practice. And allowing again for some time to have a sense of this and it becoming alive for you in your mind and heart. And perhaps feeling some of that appreciation already. And if it feels good and okay for you, we may try to practice some phrases of appreciative joy or mudita, like May your happiness continue or grow or rejoicing in your good fortune or feeling grateful for your happiness or anything else that feels much more alive to your heart and mind. Like, wow, I really feel happy for you. Just allowing whatever wants to be said come through you in your own words. Perhaps they want to be in Finnish. And noticing how it feels in your body and mind to extend the mudita toward the other person. And if noticing any even slightest sense of lack or envy, which sometimes might come up, sometimes as we are wishing something, the opposites of these qualities may come through, really extending the kind-heartedness and goodwill to include that emotion and include that in your practice. So holding that with a lot of metta, a lot of compassion. And allowing yourselves to stay with the practice for a little while. May your happiness continue. Feeling grateful for your good fortune. Or whatever words want to come through you. And noticing how it manifests in the mind, the heart, and the body. And allowing if there is a sense of mudita to be noticed and even expand if it wants. Perhaps now letting go of the memory of the person and simply noticing how it feels to be in contact with appreciative joy. How does it change, perhaps, the sense of yourself when the mind is full of joy? Or sense of the other, the world around? So we can start to actually taste that practicing these heart qualities are at the same time very deeply wisdom practices. And we can have a taste of how does the mind and heart filled with metta or mudita, experience the world. And we can take this practice of mudita, of appreciating the moments of beauty when they are there, or connecting with the beauty, even if it's not right there immediately available in our experience. And being really playful, and perhaps like something I really love to do is when walking around in the area of the retreat and perhaps doing my walking meditation or just the meditation time between the meditation, which we sometimes don't even remember to call meditation, to send these lovely wishes to people. Maybe sometimes it feels more appropriate to send out metta. May you be happy. Or sometimes really give yourself the opportunity to rejoice in someone else's happiness. This must be so beautiful. I hope you, your happiness can grow. And I remember how Dalai Lama said that remembering to appreciate other people's good fortune actually gives us, is it something like, my partner said, 7 billion reasons for joy? Something like that. When we include all the beautiful beings in the world. And I'd like to end with something that came to my mind when I was planning what to share today with you. I suddenly remembered a moment from some years ago when I was myself sitting a retreat here, one of the many retreats in Friendship Inn. And that time, practicing joy and metta was very much my main practice during the retreat. Really from morning till evening, and every moment connecting with the heart qualities. And there I was, and I was really feeling a kind of sense of opening, and the metta and joy really starting to flow. And this is a memory from that moment, and I will take now I will pause a moment to remember the words. And there I was, what I have come to call the inner Sufi poet. No, there it was, what I have come to call the inner Sufi poet. Turning every expression of life, sight, sound, touch, into a beautiful meeting with beloved. Love in every moment, even the sound of the motorway turning into a divine humming. I let myself taste that, dwell in that. And that was the practice and the fruit of the practice. And with these words, what I would like to is really encourage you to be playful encourage you to find your own ways to practice these qualities, and for these qualities to find their own expression, something that can touch your own heart and mind and be available for you. For your very kind attention. I really sense a lot of support and goodwill in this hall. And I hope you can enjoy your practice, and then there will be the usually so enjoyable eating practice.